This morning, as the Taliban's grip on Afghanistan tightens, as many as 11,000 Americans and tens of thousands of Afghans still on the ground, desperate to leave the country. With more troops on the ground in Kabul, the US is planning to launch one flight per hour, with evacuations reaching up to 9,000 people per day.
Their safety needs to be their top priority. If they feel that it is unsafe for them to make their way to the airport, they should not seek to do so.
The State Department also focusing on the safety of the Afghan people, desperate to escape Taliban rule.
The Taliban have informed us that they are prepared to provide the safe passage of civilians to the airport, and we intend to hold them to that commitment.
But to access those evacuation flights, Afghans must pass through Taliban-controlled civilian areas, the runway dividing the two. But for now, the Taliban only letting foreigners through. In their first press conference since seizing power, the Taliban promising amnesty for all those who've worked with American and NATO forces, vowing not to hunt them down or seek retribution. ABC's Ian Pannell pressing the Taliban.
What guarantees will you give to the Afghans who are now hiding at home, who want to leave the country, who the Americans will transport? They can't get to the airport. So what guarantees?
We are assuring the safety of all those who have worked with the United States and allied forces, whether as interpreters or any other field that they have worked with them. As for their talents and their skills, we do not want them to leave the country. We want them to serve their own homeland.